Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 62 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim writes that in the new section, Lefa'amim, sometimes animatik davar pashat ma'od, I will share with you and record something that seems very elementary. And he writes that there would be three reasons that he's writing something that should really be considered simple. Number one, hama'amorim kisidran. He wants to organize the thoughts in order. So first you write the fundamentals, and then you build to the more novel cases. Or number two, sherabim mishtabshim bozeh. There are many people who are making mistakes. So even if to you it seems elementary, but the bottom line is, if people are making mistakes, the topic needs to be reviewed. We find this, for example, in the Mesilas Yesharim, where he writes that he does not intend to write much that's novel, but rather to review it in a way that will increase implementation. And finally, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Yimtza besov kol inyan devar chidush. Towards the end, after I've built everything to its conclusion, you will find novel topics. And so the Chafetz Chaim writes, as far as the person who is doing the speaking, ish o isha, it could be a man or a woman, either one is prohibited to speak. Karov o rachok, and it makes no difference whether they are related or not related to the person about whom they are speaking. We find, for example, Yosef case and Miriam case. They were speaking regarding people who are close to them, family, and it didn't change the status of Lashon Hara. Kama pa'omim shalo yakbid. Sometimes you'll be dealing with a person who really doesn't mind that you are speaking about them, and he does not want you to be punished. We find in the case of Miriam that Moshe, which is about whom she was speaking, was an anav ma'od, very humble, and did not want her to be punished, and in fact prayed on her behalf. Mitzad ahavas hakurva asher b'nehem. Sometimes the people are so close that the person doesn't mind if you say things about them. And einenu mechaven leganosa be'etzem. You're not intending intrinsically to make them bad, to degrade them. You're just talking about the specific topic that you're talking about because of kinos ha'emes, because you want to set it straight. Nevertheless, even though it is possible in certain cases that the kinas ha'emes, your desire to set it straight and keep things clean, might justify what you're saying, afal pike, nevertheless, im ta'a b'dimyono, if for some reason you made a mistake like Miriam did regarding Moshe, it's going to be considered full-fledged Lashon Hara, so that if you happen to be right, it might be justified. But if you're wrong, it's the full-fledged violation, and therefore this topic is quite delicate. Regarding who you are speaking about, so it could be ish o isha, a man or a woman you're speaking about, there's no difference if it's your spouse. Sometimes people feel that they have more liberty regarding their own spouse. Somehow they feel that they own that relationship. There's a cute story, or not so cute, about a man who came to the Chafetz Chaim and said that he would like a safer Chafetz Chaim for his wife, because his wife really needs it. He doesn't need the safer Chafetz Chaim, but his wife really needs it. And the Chafetz Chaim promptly pulled out two svarim and said it would be a good idea for both you and your wife to be learning about Shmiras HaLashon. In our time, I don't know if it's as common for a person to speak about a spouse with such liberties, perhaps. But I think what's even more common is people speak about children as if they own the child and have the right to speak about what they've done. Now, sometimes perhaps it's considered antics. I guess it depends how it comes out. But certainly there are things that children may have done, and certainly in the past, things that they've done that we have no right to bring up and mention again if it will cause them embarrassment. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.